الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Welcome back to our program, our role model. Indeed, our beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam is the best role model for us, for every profession, every walk of our life. And today, inshallah, we have another exciting topic, inshallah, that we will be discussing, inshallah. So please make sure you stay tuned, watch this whole program, inshallah, till the end. Inshallah, enjoy it. And in this program, inshallah, we are also planning to have some kalam as well, inshallah. We'll be listening to the praise of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in the form of poems as well, inshallah. So please make sure you stay tuned, inshallah. Before I start the discussion, let me share with you a beautiful narration on the excellences of reciting Durood-e Pak upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Our beloved Prophet, Makki Madani Mustafa, the last and final messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, is reported to have said, whoever recited Durood upon me 10 times, Allah Almighty sends 100 mercies upon him. Subhanallah. Ulama have written that this month, Rabi'ul Awwal, is also a month of reciting Durood-e Pak upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And guess what? Every moment that is ticking, every second that we are moving forward, it is getting us closer to a very exciting night. Yes, the night in which the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was born. And Muslims around the world, hundreds and thousands of people around the world will be excitingly, you know, praising the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, will be spending the whole night in the remembrance of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Many people will be chanting the slogans of Sarkar ki Ahmad Marhaba, Sardar ki Ahmad Marhaba, Meethe ki Ahmad Marhaba. They will be exciting that morning of 12th of Rabiul Awwal will be coming, and Muslims will be excited. They'll be waiting for that morning. And alhamdulillah, in the beautiful environment of Dawood Islami, Dawood Islami holds special gatherings on that morning. Subhanallah, in the UK as well, many parts of the country, in particular, Fizan-e Madina, Karachi, you will be seeing thousands of Ashikane Rasool, the lovers of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, will be arriving at Fizan-e Madina, and they'll be excitedly being participating in this great event. And alhamdulillah, those people who have already tasted the Jashn-e Subah Bahara gathering at Fizan-e Madina, Karachi, they will testify that is probably one of the best moments of their life. Why would it not be? Because that whole night is all about, you know, welcoming the morning of 12th of Rabiul Awwal, the dawn of blessings. Subhanallah, the Jashn-e Subah Bahara. Alhamdulillah, Muslims are already exciting. MashaAllah, children were performing, they were reading Naat, they were reciting Quran-e Pak. And MashaAllah, you could see they've got so much passion. They're all excited that this is the month of the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Everyone is happy and excited on the arrival of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Why would they not be? Why would a Muslim not be excited? Indeed, for a Muslim, the arrival of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is the best part of the history. Subhanallah, our beloved Prophet, the last and final messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, arrived at the house of Sayyidatuna Amina radiallahu ta'ala anha. Subhanallah, just imagine that early time of Fajr Salah when our Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam arrived on this earth, illuminated the whole creation, illuminated the universe. Subhanallah, if you look at our excitement today, our love and our enjoyment today, it's definitely the only purpose, the only secret behind this is Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. For argument's sake, if in that morning, on that occasion, if our beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam did not arrive, then there will be no illumination, there will be no decoration, there will be no excitement on this earth. You can see that event that took place when our Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam arrived on this earth has had a huge impact on the whole creation. It's changed the world all around. Subhanallah, beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam arrived on this earth, and with this beloved arrival on the earth, alhamdulillah, the darkness went and the light came. The darkness of ignorance went and the light of guidance came. Many people were blessed with iman. Subhanallah, from the moment when Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam announced his prophethood, from that moment up to now, millions, not millions, but billions, but not billions, possibly trillions of people have accepted faith, accepted Islam. They are believing in the one and the only creator, our Rabb Allah Ta'ala. They are following the footsteps of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And this is something that is something amazing that has taken place in the history. Those people who have not tasted that morning with the environment of Dawud Islami, I encourage you, I urge you, wherever you are, whichever part you are in the world, make sure you stay tuned with Dawud Islami and enjoy those special moments of 12th of Rabiul Awwal, the early morning of Fajr Salah. Make sure you join the local centers of Dawud Islami and join the all night program of Jashn-e Subh-e Bahara. Muslims will be waving their flags and they'll be showing their excitement. Some people will be crying out of joy. They'll be crying and remembering those auspicious moments when our Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam arrived on this earth and blessed this earth with his presence. Subhanallah, the arrival of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is our topic today. Alhamdulillah, our muballighs are here. On my right, we have Haroon Bhai, who's arrived. MashaAllah, Haroon Bhai, welcome back to the program. Towards my heart, I have Hafiz and Qari. Nadeem Bhai, MashaAllah, who's arrived here. MashaAllah, Naab Khawab, Madani Channel. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You know, the last couple of days, you know, Haroon Bhai, you can see that, you know, we're so busy, everyone, all of us are so busy attending house mehfils of Milad-e-Pak, attending the local masajid, you know, and meeting people, and there's so much beautiful vibe. And what is all this vibe? It's about the arrival of Rasulullah
subhanAllah. You know, that excitement, that euphoria is really at its high at the moment. And, you know, alhamdulillah, we're so blessed to have these special days. You know, what was that couplet? Nisar teri chahal pehelpar, hazaron eidin rabiul awwal, sivai iblis ke jahan mein sabhi to khushiyan bana rahe.
SubhanAllah. You know, Haroon, early on I was mentioning to our viewers on Madani channel that those people who have not tasted that night
Allah
with Dawat Islami at any Fizan-e Madina, and in particular Fizan-e Madina Karachi, yeah, the Alami Madani Markaz, if you not spend those moments at that place, you're missing something. You know, and now, because it's only one night left, you know, this is still an opportunity for those, wherever you are, attend that event, spend a night with Dawud Islami, inshallah, that night will be a means of increasing your love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
You know, one of the first mehfils, Subh-e Bahara mehfils I went to, it was fantastic. And you know, all night there was beyond in the mujizat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the miracles, the generosity, the ikhtiarat, and then in between there were these beautiful kalams, and it just brought out that love. And you know, it was like the night went by and hours went by and you thought, is it over already? You know what I mean? It was like so quickly. Allahu Akbar.
For some people think, all night program, how can it happen? But trust me, it can happen.
Flies by.
And inshallah, this is something that you will remember the whole life, inshallah. Inshallah, before we move forward, I think let's have a kalam, inshallah.
Yes.
Hafiz Sahib, go ahead.
Jashn-e viladat hum manaye jhoom jhoom kare. Jashn-e viladat hum manaye jhoom jhoom kare. Jashn-e viladat hum manaye jhoom jhoom kare. Sarkaar ki aamad marhaba, dildaar ki aamad marhaba, manchaar ki aamad marhaba, salaar ki aamad marhaba, marhaba. Jashn-e viladat hum manaye jhoom jhoom kare. Kyon barvi pe hai sabhi ko pyaar aa gaya, kyon barvi pe hai sabhi اسی دن احمد مختار آ گیا جشن ولادت ہم منائے جوم جوم کر جشن ولادت ہم منائے جوم جوم کر گھر آمینہ کے سید ابرار آ گیا گھر آمینہ کے سید ابرار آ گیا خوشیاں مناؤ غم زدو غم خار آ گیا جشن ولادت ہم منائے جوم جوم کر جشن ولادت ہم منائے جوم جوم گئے سرکار کی آمد مرحبا دلدار کی آمد مرحبا منتار کی آمد مرحبا سالار کی آمد مرحبا حضور کی آمد مرحبا پر نور کی آمد مرحبا جشن ولادت ہم منائے جوم جوم گئے جشن ولادت ہم منائے جوم جوم گئے جس وقت کو کوئی مرحلہ دشوار آ گیا جس وقت کو کوئی مرحلہ دشوار آ گیا اس وقت کام سید ابرار آ گیا جشن ولادت ہم منائے جوم جوم گئے جشن ولادت ہم منائے جوم جوم گئے مجھ کو شفا دو یا نبی مرضی گزار دے مجھ کو شفا دو یا نبی مرضی گزار دے در پر تمہارے عطیہ کا بیمار آ گیا جشن ولادت ہم منائے جوم جوم گئے جشن ولادت ہم منائے جوم جوم گئے اتار کو جو دیکھا تھا اٹھا حشر میں یہ شور اتار کو جو دیکھا اٹھا حشر میں سید ابرار آ گیا جشن ولادت ہم منائے جوم جوم گئے جشن ولادت منائے جوم جوم گئے سرکار کی آمد مرحبا دلدار کی آمد مرحبا منتار کی آمد مرحبا سالار کی آمد مرحبا جوم کے بولو مرحبا سر زور سے بولو مرحبا مرحبا جشن ولادت ہم منائے جوم جوم گئے
صلو علی حبیب
صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم سبحان اللہ what a beautiful kalam on the occasion of جشن ولادت the arrival blessed arrival of Rasulullah صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم Harun bhai I want to start off with this particular discussion that if you look at the blessed arrival of Rasulullah صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم on this earth this itself as an incident Look at the significance, look at the importance. For argument's sake, if this incident didn't happen, you know, how dull, you know, boring would the world have been. But since the arrival of Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came, the illumination, the greatness, the guidance, and look how everything, the whole world changed.
A brilliant question, because right from the creation of the universe, Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam gives the glad tidings of the beautiful and final messenger. And then every prophet of Allah Azza wa Jal has gave the glad tidings. Even mentioned the glorious Quran mentions that the name that, you know, of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Ahmad, is in the glorious Quran. There have been hundreds and thousands of people who have migrated from different parts of the world just to be in the place where Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was to bless the earth. You know, you remember the famous incident of Buhaira Raib, yes. You know, and when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at the age of 10 was on the journey to Syria. Uh-huh. And he was a monk who had camped there. And a lot of people don't know this. And I was reading and listening to this history in relation to Buhaira Raib. And he was actually a very, very learned scholar. He'd had very good understanding of them. What the scholars write is that he had been told that there will be a time where, as a child, the best of creation, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the final messenger of Allah, will pass along this route. So he'd made his monastery there. Uh-huh. And he used to sit there, and the people used to come, and they used to use it as a point of, like a service station, they used to be points of rest and everything else, and they'd get some water and freshen up. And he allowed all of this, and he never came out. He never came out, the scholars, right? He would always stay there and he'd watch them, but they'd carried on doing their own thing. And then one day, Ghafla comes. And Buhaira, who'd never come out, suddenly runs out, and runs out to this Ghafla, which is in the distance, goes, tears through it, goes to a young, beautiful, handsome child, and says, Haza rahmatan lil alameen, Haza sayyid al mursaleen, you are the mercy to the world, you are the leader to the world. Now, the people of Makkatul Mukarrama, the Quraysh of Makkah, the leaders of Makkah, are surprised. How can you say this? And he says, by Allah, I have no other means of knowing. Allah. But every tree he passed, every stone he's passed fell down in prostration to him. And in one rewrite he says, I saw a cloud shading him. And in another rewrite, there's a beautiful rewrite, and he says that when the people stopped, what they did is, because they left Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to look after the goods, yeah? And they came and sat under the shade of a tree. And when the best of creation sat in the sun, the tree actually left them and came and shaded Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this was the arrival of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the point I was making was this. Look at the time of the Sahaba. You know, you heard of, you know, Hazrat Salman Farsi. He comes from so far, gets sold on the marketplaces, does servitude of many monks and priests, and they tell him that the final messenger is close to arriving. And he finally comes to Madinah al-Munawwarah, and he's waiting for Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Look at Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala, where he's come from to meet the beloved Habib. You know, all the world is coming together now to this, you know. And, you know, Tubbai Awwal, you remember the old story. Hazrat Ayyub Ansari radiallahu ta'ala's, you know, great ancestors were in that Ghafla of Tubbai Awwal, who came to the blessed lands, and he was going to move off, and he travelled with a massive entourage.
Allah.
And in that entourage there were thousands of people, and he always had scholars and physicians and doctors and scientists and everybody else. They stop at the place where Madinah al-Munawwarah is, and in the morning the scholars say, we're not leaving here. He says, why? They said, because what the Nishaniyan, the evidence we've seen in relation to the final messenger of Allah, we've seen this is going to be the place. So we're going to stay here. So he says, okay, if you're going to stay here, then I will build for you houses. So he builds for them a full city, and then their children, these are all ulama ikram, and the leader of them, yeah, he gives a letter to, and that through the generations come down. And you know, when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam came from Makkatul Mukarramah to Madinatul Munawwarah, a lot of people say that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the guest of Hazrat Ayyub Ansari radhiyallahu ta'ala in their house. Actually, it was the house that Tubbai Awwal left, and it was the house of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hazrat Ayyub Ansari radhiyallahu ta'ala was the guest. Actually, this is the best of creation.
We're talking about the arrival of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam onto this earth. But if you look at it, there's different occasions. Like one you just mentioned, that all the Anbiya Ikram who have blessed this earth, they came with this news. They came with a message, believe in Allah, follow me as a prophet, and after me there will be another prophet,
Allah.
The last and final messenger, when he comes, make sure you follow him. So this has been like an ongoing welcoming, you can say.
You see, from that point, it was all focusing in on the Milad of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then when it get closer, all the Sahaba Ikram, the companions are all kind of gathering there, and then this amazing Milad e Pak happens. Now from the point of Sayyidina Adam al-Islam, everybody's looking forward to this event. Now until the day of Qiyamah, we're all looking back at this amazing event. So it's the focal point of the entire universe.
I'm just trying to reflect that. Look, one is the news that Anbiya Ikram came with. Yeah, and then the blessed arrival took place.
Allah,
yeah, the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the Mawlidun Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. That was a new era. And then after the announcement, that moment of announcement and that era, that also is like a new arrival, you know, for the world. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala being announced as a prophet of Allah, that changed the world in a way. And then, you know, for the migration from Makkah to Medina, that was an arrival as well.
Allah.
And the mezban, they say the host of both creations, Prophet sallallahu ta'ala went to Medina Sharif, and they, the people there, the Ansar, were the host over there. Yeah, they were receiving the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala wasallam. And then the arrival on night of Miraj.
Allah.
The night of Miraj and the Anbiya Ikram waiting there. That's also an arrival as well. And then elevation. You know, the night journey that took place in the skies. The angels are there, you know, waiting. Baitul Ma'mur.
Yeah,
arriving for the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala wasallam, welcoming. And then, but all this, you know, it's so beautiful. Every single part is amazing.
It's so focused, though.
I'm looking at, I'm thinking, look, we're so excited, especially 12th of Rabiul Awwal. You know, that excitement, that love. It's at the peak, you know, that morning. But look at this. This is when we are just reflecting and remembering the blessed arrival of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam on this earth. What about that arrival on the day of judgment? On the day of judgment, when the whole nation, the whole community of people will gather together, and they will, you know, out of, you know, due to the heat, intense heat of the day of judgment and agony and pain, you know, they will not have any solution. Yeah, they will want that, why doesn't the judgment take place? So whoever needs to go to Jannah, they go to Jannah. Whoever needs to go to the hell, they go to hell. Let that happen. They will be in that feeling.
That beauty.
And all them.
Allah.
Ye kis shehnshah wala ki aamad aamad hai. Ye kis shehnshah wala ki aamad aamad hai. Bolo marhaba. Bolo marhaba. Ye kaun se shah wala ki. Aamad aamad hai, bolo marhaba, bolo marhaba. Rasooli ka to mujhda sunane aaye hain, Rasooli ka to mujhda sunane aaye hain. Unki ki khushiyan manane aaye hain. Ye kis aamad hai ye kis shehnshah wala ki aamad aamad hai bolo marhaba bolo marhaba bolo jashn e aamad e rasool allah hu allah jashn e aamad e rasool allah hu allah bibi aamina ke phool allah جب کے سرکار تشریف لانے لگے جب کے سرکار تشریف لانے لگے حور و غلمان بھی خوشیاں منانے لگے ہر طرف نور کی روشنی چھا گئی مصطفیٰ دونوں عالم کے رسول اللہ ہو اللہ alam ke rasool allah allah shadiyan e khushi ke bajaye gaye shad ke naam se sabko sunaye gaye har taraf shor e salle ala ho gaya aaj
SubhanAllah, this is a beautiful moment where we are getting ourselves ready for the beautiful morning of 12th Rabiul Awal, inshallah. Like you could see on this program as well, and throughout the programs of Madani Channel, we are so excited. The Madani Channel is decorated, our Fizan Madina is decorated. This is something that we need to reflect. The question is, are you decorated? Are you decorating your heart? Are you decorating your body? Are you decorating your homes? One thing that I want to leave you with, before I take the package, that is, that make sure every household, now those who are watching this program, make sure every household is decorating their houses today, these next couple of days, inshallah, because it's 12th of Rabiul Awal, inshallah, around the corner. You can leave these lights on for the whole of month. Let everyone know in your street, let everyone know in your whole area that you are the one who is part of those lucky ones who are celebrating the Milad of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Before we continue this topic, inshallah, let us quickly move to our first package. And in this package, there's a very important lesson that we need to take away as a form of celebrating the Milad of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam. Month of Milad is here. Should we be celebrating Milad? This should not be the question. The question should be, how should we be celebrating the Milad? And the answer, we should be doing it according to the method of the pious people, i.e. decorating your house with flags, with lights, holding the gatherings of Milad in your house for the blessings and the barakah in this world and in the hereafter. Moreover, you can celebrate the Milad throughout the year. How? By acting upon the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. It is said in Muslim Sharif, Sayyidina Abu Qatada radiyallahu ta'ala anhu asked the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam regarding fasting on the day of Monday. And he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam replied, ذَاكَ يَوْمٌ وُلِدْتُ فِيهِ. That is the day I was born. So you can also celebrate the Milad throughout the year by keeping a fast every Monday. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, what a beautiful package. The message that we all need to take away is we need to act upon this beautiful sunnah of fasting every Monday, inshallah. I'm making this niyat, inshallah. So whenever it's 12th Rabiul Awal in your local area, in your country, make sure you fast in the honor and in the love of Mawlidun Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah, we will continue. Harun bhai.
Blessed arrival. What we were saying, and alhamdulillah, the beauty of this topic is we were all quite excited, is that if you look at the creation and then from Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, all the messengers and all the walis have been focusing in on the Milad of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and giving the glad tidings of this. At the time, you had the companions travel from different places and you had the amazing arrival of Akka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam into this world, and you had the miracles that occurred at the time, you had the miracles that occurred before, you had the miracles in the early time, and then since then, everybody has been talking and will talk about this. Now, what you've got to remember is this. Okay, first of all these people who've been talking and focusing in on this would have been loved to have been part of the Ummat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You know, even the prophets prayed for this. How fortunate are we, out of billions of people who have already been on the surface of the earth, We have been chosen to be in the Ummat of Nabi Kareem. Out of the 7.9 billion they say that are on the surface of the earth at the moment, we are those fortunate ones who have been chosen in the Ummat of Nabi Kareem and given the opportunity to celebrate the Milad of Nabi Kareem. I mean, badi kismat hamari hai ki ummat mein tumhari hai, bharosa deen o duniya mein tumhara ya Rasulullah. So the entire world has focused in. Now I want to do it for, I want to, you know, that's a factual part that I've done, but from a worldly point of view, if you look at the books of history, the world was in darkness, the world was in ignorance, the world had no etiquette, it was free for all. There was no loyalty, there was no respect, there was no truthfulness, there was no honesty. I mean, if you read the books, it was scary for the people of Makkah and the Arabian Peninsula to bury a daughter alive and then be proud of it. Can you fathom the level of ignorance there was? You know, burying your daughter alive is one thing, but then to be proud of the fact that you've done that. In the fold of Islam, alhamdulillah, everything changed beautifully. But if you look at the influence that Islam had on the wider world, it brought everybody out of darkness. The Noor of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the birth and the Milad of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, even those who don't accept Islam, it brought them out of darkness. You know, you look at, say, for example, women's rights. Islam gave them 1460 years ago. You know, the teachings of Islam have spread throughout the world. If you look at most of the books of law in the countries, yeah, a lot of those are codifications. At the time of Sayyidina Umar Farooq, there are still laws which Hazrat Sayyidina Farooq made and Islam and scholars made that are still there today. But all of this has come from the feet of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We've got to now say, alhamdulillah, we're very blessed.
Alhamdulillah.
We are extremely lucky to be made.
And this is something that we didn't really work for. You know, sometimes you earn something that you've actually, you know, spent so many years and then you achieve something. This is something that Allah Ta'ala just chose us. Allah Ta'ala made us born in the household of Muslims and the house of Ashikan and Rasul and those who celebrate Milad. This is a great honor for all of us. However, if we quickly have a reflection of last episodes that we've done in this series of our Prophet Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wasallam as the best role model. You know, every topic that we touched, I was talking to Khalid Bhai the other day when I was here. I was thinking, you know, we are just touching the topics. You know, we are just gaining the barakat and blessings of these topics. Because, you know, 1 hour is not justice to, you know, discuss, have an in-depth discussion on these topics. No, you've been here for at least 3-4 nights as well. I've been here as well. Every night is like, no, you're here, you're just starting a discussion. And you just, it's like saying, no, sometimes when you look at the scholars who have written the books of Seerah of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and what do they say at the end? That whatever they've written, if they wrote 3 volumes, 5 volume book of Seerah of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, at the end they say, I've not even started the chapter of the Seerah of the Prophet.
The genius of our century and, you know, the one who single-handedly saved our faith, Daladi Kalba Me Azmate Mustafa, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Bilaku Salam. You know, Al-Hazrat writes a couplet, and in that couplet, Abu Sa'd Tahibi, he sums it up. Tere to wasf, aib-e tanahi se hain bari. Haira hoon mere shah mein kya kya kahun tujhe. You know, like you said, we're describing the attributes of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Al-Hazrat writes that if somebody has 1 million good attributes, when the 1 million end, that is a defect because they've ended. Like in Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Zat Mubarak is free from that defect. You can carry on going for as long as you want, and the beautiful qualities of Aka Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam will never end. Now the topics we covered, sacrifice for the Ummah, Allahu Akbar. You know, nobody has sacrificed so much for the Ummah. You know, Khalid Bhai and I were discussing a few nights ago how Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's children passed away, how, you know, their daughters were martyred, how the difficult times they had, the poverty, you know, tying 2 stones to the stomach Mubarak, seeing their slaves being persecuted, and seeing all those difficult times in the Ghati, you know, when they were isolated in Makkah, and all these times, yeah, you know, when the people of Makkah were out to really torture the Muslims. That was a difficult time. And yet, all the way through, from the Bazaar of Taif, where Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was stoned by the youngsters, to all the way to the point that Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam decided to put a veil between themselves and this world, what was the word on the lips of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? My ummat.
My ummat. You know when somebody's given a great honor and a privilege, yeah? Say, for example, you've got a triple degree and the whole universe is focusing on you. Tawfiq Bhai has made a big achievement, yeah? And that time you will focus on yourself. But even on the night of Mi'raj, the words on our beloved Habib Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's lips were, Ya Allah, my ummat. Ya Allah, my ummat. Ya Allah, my ummat. And the sacrifices in Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam we covered in the first episode. Then the blessed childhood. Wow, what a childhood it was. Then Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam as a husband. The perfect example. Today, we have problems with marriages. The problem is that we don't know how to live our life in accordance with the sunnah of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We try to use our intellect and we try to do it. But in the life of Akka Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you've got the exact way you need to have a perfect marriage. And if you acted in accordance with that, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was the perfect husband. And you know,
is the best husband. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is the best leader of all time. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the most influential individual personality in the whole creation. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the beloved of Allah Ta'ala.
Sabse aula o aala hamara nabi, sabse bala o aala hamara nabi, apne maula ka pyara
Allah sallu ala al habib sallallahu ta'ala ala muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. We are quickly moving to our final moments of this program. Harun bhai, today's episode is actually our last episode in this series, Our Role Model.
Allah Akbar.
And alhamdulillah, last episodes have been so exciting, so beautiful. We touched upon many aspects of the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. If you could summarize the message of the series in your own words, if you can.
Well, what we've looked at, Tawfiq Bhai, is Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's childhood, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam as a husband, as a father, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam as a magnificent leader. In every element, our Habib Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was perfect. The problem is, Akka Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is perfect in every way, but here lies the problem. Here lies the problem, because we have the big nare, Ghulami ya Rasul, mein maut bhi kabool hai, and all this. Lekin our condition is such, Tawfiq Bhai, that our Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our deeds are presented in the court of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam who cried for us, you know, if that Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sees that this is the ummati I did everything for, and he can't even be bothered getting up to read namaz, how will Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam feel? How will it make Akka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam feel? If, you know, we are lost in sins. Do you know, for all those brothers and sisters watching out there, you know when you text the wrong thing, you look at the wrong thing, you do the wrong thing, your deeds are presented in the best of creation's court. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knows what you're doing with the ata'a of Allah azza wa jal. Now, where are you going to find a Habib that is so in love with you and prays for you day and night, and yet that Habib says that in namaz, in salah lies the coolness of my eyes, and you turn your face away? That Habib's greatest miracle was the glorious Quran, and yet you have time for everything else on social media, but you don't have time for the Quran. You learn the fashions of the world, but you don't adopt the sunnahs of that beloved Habib. Today is the time to renew our oath of allegiance. The whole point of this program was, our Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is perfect. It's a time to renew your oath.
Do tawbah for everything you've done wrong and say, okay, from herein on, I'm going to be faithful to my beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Maine aka kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam se wafa karni hai. And the shayr says, that will be your key to success. Ki Muhammad se wafa tu ne, to hum tere hain. Ye jahan cheez hai kya, loho kalam tere.
SubhanAllah. My dear viewers of Madri channel, alhamdulillah, you've been watching our role model, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This beautiful series has come to end. However, this excitement of the arrival of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has just started. So please make sure you stay tuned on Madani channel. Watch the Jashn-e-Subh-e-Bahara program. And remember all of us in your du'as as well. May Allah Pak keep us all well and safe. And one last final word that I want to give you today, inshallah. We have discussed this topic, but this was just a touch. It was just a taster. If you really want to adopt the footsteps of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in your daily life, then I will recommend you to study the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in depth. Get a hold of the Seerat-e-Mustafa book, which is in Urdu language. It's also been translated in English as well. A beautiful translation that's been done. Get a hold of these books, inshallah. Study them and spend 2 or 3 months, however long it takes you, and study this as a whole, you know, seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and inshallah you will see a big change in your life, inshallah. May Allah Pak accept our coming here. May Allah Pak accept your taking attendance of this program as well, inshallah. Keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Our role model, our role model, our role model, our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is our role model, our role model.